The city of Watervliet is facing a fiscal year 2018 budget that carries a 19.2% tax increase. Mayor Mike Manning says it's been at least a decade since the city of about 10,000 has seen a double-digit increase. Manning said that an adjustment is needed after years of tax increases under the 2% property tax cap.
And for some communities, the tax cap keeps the taxes artificially low, and you wind up with a series of very low tax increases and then the need to do a major tax increase to stabilize the financial situation.
Manning, a Democrat, said the city's reserve and general funds have been drained in recent years. As proposed, the plan would increase property taxes by $250 on the average home valued at $120,000.
Even with a 19% increase, we'll still be one of the lowest tax rates in the area.
But he acknowledges many residents are not happy with the number. Based on financial reports from 2016, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli designated Watervliet as well as Albany with significant fiscal stress. Charles Patricelli, one of two city councilors, said Watervliet cannot keep up with rising costs associated with contracted workers.
The biggest problem we have is our contractual expenses. We've been negotiating contracts and basically I can honestly say and freely say, giving away the store.
Patricelli, who has been on the council for about a year, said the city is stretched thin already.
You know, we've been cutting staff. At one point last year, we had absolutely nobody in the city garage because they were either on vacation. We have only a staff of two.
Looking at the numbers on Thursday, Patricelli, a Democrat, said he believed he could further cut costs to bring the tax increase to 11 or 12%. Mayor Manning said the city is taking feedback from a recent public hearing and will attempt to decrease the tax rate. But he also points out that if residents take a tax increase now, it will put off any future spikes.
If we do this now, then we won't need to do this again for, you know, hopefully another 10 years, which is when the natural wear down process seems to take effect.
The budget is scheduled to be considered at the next city council meeting, December 21st. It will also mark the first official meeting for recently elected city councilor Frank McGrowdy. McGrowdy, a Democrat, fills a vacancy on the three-member city council that includes the mayor. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.